those were the stories making headlines this hour here on Press TV's International News. A warm welcome from Inagis Momalari. Well, after 5 days of heated debates, the Iranian parliament overwhelmingly gave the vote of confidence to most of the ministerial nominees proposed by President Ahmadinejad, as our Tehran correspondent Saman Khajuri now reports.
The day of confidence vote finally arrived. After 5 days of debate over President Ahmadinejad's ministerial nominees, the lawmakers made their decision. They endorsed 18 of the 21 ministers proposed by Ahmadinejad as his new cabinet makeup. From among the three female ministerial nominees, Marzia Vahid-Dastgerdi was the only woman who managed to garner enough votes to become Iran's first female minister. MPs rejected the two other women nominees and the proposed energy minister for lacking enough experience. Other high-profile ministers include Foreign Minister Manoohar Muttaki, Oil Minister Masoud Mirkazemi, Interior Minister Mohammad Mustafa Najjar, Defense Minister Ahmed Vahidi, Intelligence Minister Haider Muslehi, and Minister of Commerce Mehdi Ghazanfari. Over the past couple of days, 128 MPs took the floor to either support or criticize the qualifications of the nominees. But finally, they overwhelmingly supported the government lineup.
I still believe the ninth government was much stronger. Although I'm a critic of the government, I respect a final vote of confidence. But the ministers should bear in mind that if they have weak performance, they will be impeached.
The overwhelming vote of confidence to the government means a crushing response to those who think the Iranian parliament and government are at odds.
Ahmadinejad has now 15 days to propose new nominees for the energy, education and welfare ministries. With the parliament's approval of most nominees proposed to join the cabinet, it now seems that President Ahmadinejad will in the next 4 years put into practice his policies with less opposition from the parliament. Saman Khajuri, Press TV, Tehran.
Well, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has dismissed sanctions against Tehran as futile.